Well, hello guys. I know you don't know this probably, but I've been away 6 days in Portugal, and I've come back, and I feel really refreshed. No, I feel really knackered. But I got a news item for you here, just the one. I'll put a link down below. Now here's a femon, and a well-made-up femon. I mean, she's got 3 or 4 layers of makeup on, false eyelashes, probably taken her ages to get her hair to look like that. It's supposed to look messy and tidy at the same time. It's supposed to look sexy, you know. And then on top of that, there's probably a few 3 or 4 filters on top of that as well. This femon, of course, does think she's something. She's 31 years of age and in Australia, and the wall is coming for her. Maybe it's already landed. Who can tell with that much makeup? But this femon has 2 Rottweilers. Not really a pet animal, are they? And these are the bigger variety of Rottweiler. As you can see, this is femon doing exactly what they always do. Let the dog kiss them or kiss the dogs. Of course, the dog's just finished licking his nuts. Or another dog's asshole. And of course, the femon is delusional completely. She believes they are her children, of course. And we've all seen those femons walking along with those 2 or 3 little yappy dogs. And she talks to them like they're her children. And she treats them like they're children, as if they think like children. But all dogs are pack animals. They're animals, and they're pack animals. And when something unusual happens, they will always revert back to the pack animal, their wild state. Most men know that. Femons don't have a clue. When I see a femon, I'm going for a walk in the rural area, and see her with a big dog, I give them a wide berth. Because I know the femon doesn't have control of that animal physically or mentally. And that dog knows it. Anyway, not a surprise, these 2 dogs attacked this femon in her garden in Australia and started chewing her to pieces. Now apparently there was another femon on the other side of the fence, but she was too scared to jump in and try to rescue her. Now that sounds awful familiar. Anyway, she had a bat and started hitting the fence with the bat. Of course. That did nothing. Of course, if there was a man about, regardless of whether femons talk to him degrading-like, as they all seem to do nowadays, he'd still jump in and do his thing. But there was no man about. So the police were called and they arrived. They had to shoot 1 dog, and eventually had to put it down. I'm not sure what happened to the other one. This femon, of course, was taken to hospital, where she got a bacterial infection from the bites, from the saliva of the dogs. And she's nearly lost her arm. But this news item seems a bit suspect. Because there's a GoFundMe page, and all these pictures look a bit staged. So apparently she's almost died a few times, and is still in critical condition. But let me show you the hospital picture. That doesn't look to me like somebody's near death. Looks like just another pose from this false femon. But over the last few years, we've seen a lot of these dogs attacking their female owners, sometimes hurting them badly, sometimes killing them. And it looks like we're going to see a lot more. I always remember my father saying to me that he gave a dog for 2 weeks to a femon just to look after. And when he went to get the dog back, the dog was absolutely useless. He was going to use it for hunting, but that was a waste of time now. So he gave it away to somebody else and got a new dog. Because femons don't seem to learn by what they see, they should stick with the small dogs, the chihuahuas and all that, so they can dress them up, put them in a pram. Men are the ones that brought the dog in from the wild and domesticated it. Most men understand dogs for that very reason. Femons haven't a goddamn clue. Let me know what you think of this so-called news item. Dogs can be really good companions. Better than humans sometimes. Actually, most times. But it has to know who the leader is. And that is hardly ever a femon. Well, something else femons aren't very good at. By God, things are piling up for the femons, isn't it? I mean, it's a job to know what they're really good at all.
Breeding.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They're good at that. You take it easy, fellas.